so let's have a look at some shocking facts, shocking truths about the rise of technology and how it's affecting us. Because the companies that create these technologies are very clever in telling us that they're wonderful, they're going to make us happier, they're going to give us more community, more friends, be more social, etc., etc., etc. Let's have a look at what is really going on. So here's some facts and figures and studies that will open your eyes and blow your mind. What I'm about to share with you is a variety of articles and facts and figures that I've learned from across many different sources to give you a bit of a shocking idea of what is really going on here. Toddlers have become so addicted to iPads that they require therapy. It turns out that the effect of iPads on children is that they experience dangerous long-term effects. The youngest patient being treated in the UK is a four-year-old from the southeast. Her parents enrolled her in compulsive behavioral therapy after she became increasingly distressed and inconsolable when the iPad was taken away from her. And this is an article from The Telegraph. When children have their technology removed from them, they have tantrums, extreme temper tantrums, and it is living hell for the parents to handle it. So if you're a parent, be extremely careful about your children getting their hands on technology, because once they're hooked, it is almost impossible to get them off of it. Human beings overall have now got attention spans that are less than a goldfish thanks to smartphones. A goldfish has a 9-second attention span, and human beings' attention span has now dropped to 8 seconds. 8 seconds for a human being. What used to be way longer than this. It was 12 seconds a few years ago. Before that, it was 20 seconds, and it was a minute. And as you go back in time, the attention span was longer and longer. We need a high attention span to be able to focus on anything quality. What's happening with technology is it's destroying our capacity to focus on anything for any length of time. And so instead of meaningful things that matter most, we're jumping from this to that, to this to that, to this to that, turning our brain into a distracted, stressed out mush that is incapable of anything serious. It's really messing with people's brain. We are often waiting around for messages to come in. So the constant urge to check the phone results in stress. And many people actually have a state of constant anxiety. Majority of people who've done studies and looked into this find that people who use their cell phone to text, which is nearly everyone, are in a state of anxiety. Our minds start wondering, why didn't she or he get back to me? Why isn't that person replying to me? And what happens is we are on guard and on alert all the time. When's this thing going to get back? When's this thing? So the back of our mind, this is going round and round and round and round. No wonder people feel anxious all the time, because it never ends. Technology is constantly on. And social media is now making us depressed. Social media is supposed to make us feel connected and happier. Is it doing that? Well, a recent survey, according to the Independent newspaper, found that as many as 1 in 5 people say they feel depressed as a result of using social media. And it might come to no surprise that the generation under 30, Social media has become part of their DNA, and teenagers are rapidly losing the ability to communicate, if not through their smartphones. And the stress of constantly monitoring our status and our updates and what's going on is leaving people to feel like there's something always wrong with them. And many of these younger generation, they are so used to communicating through their phone that they are unprepared for life after school, where they actually have to interact with real people. Many, many young people are afraid of actually talking to other humans. So we now have millions of people, millions of young people, who have not developed social skills. And social skills come as a result of connecting with others over time, growing up with it. Many people have not had that opportunity because they've been texting all the time through their childhood. And now when it comes to engaging with real people in the real world, they are dysfunctional, antisocial, they lack empathy, they don't care about others. And so when you have millions of people who are like that, who are literally physically and chemically addicted to their smartphones and technology, what kind of world is this leading us into? What else is going on with all this techie stuff? Well, here's a few other problems that we get by overusing our cell phone. We get digital eye strain, where the pain and discomfort associated with viewing over 2 hours. This is where the eyes begin to burn and itch, blurred vision, eye fatigue, and it can cause headaches. Many people now, because they're staring down at their hands all the time, have neck problems. It's known as text neck, which means the neck pain resulting from looking down at a tablet or a phone too long. Increased illnesses due to germs. Well, did you know that 1 in 6 cell phones has fecal matter on it? Yeah. Yeah, because they take it to the toilet. E. coli and bacteria that can cause vomiting and diarrhea is found in many phones. Yeah, they are disgusting things. Haven't been cleaned, been taken to the toilet. Phones have been contaminated with MRSA. They can cause painful abscesses, life-threatening infections in bones and joints, surgical wounds, bloodstream, heart valves, and lungs. So people are actually getting sick because their own hygiene is going to pot. Car accidents, many people are multitasking and getting into accidents. It's more dangerous, or just as dangerous, as drink driving. Even male infertility. Apparently studies have shown that cell phone radiation can decrease sperm count. And these are just a few things, and no doubt as time goes on, there will be more and more and more of these things. So let's keep going with this theme and see some other alarming issues with using a cell phone. This is an article with 25 surprising facts about cell phone addiction. For every 100 hours that you spend talking on the phone, you drastically increase your risk of brain cancer. 40% of the population is addicted to their smartphones. 40% is probably more than 40%. People are increasingly becoming addicted to their phones, according to an article on the Psychology Today. 40% of the American population suffers from this addiction. 58% of men and 40% of women suffer from nomophobia. Nomophobia is a new term that means fear of being without a smartphone. 12% of users use their phone while they're in the shower. Many, many people, majority of people, sleep next to their cell phone. Secondly, most people can't even survive 1 day without their phones. 44% of people said that they become very anxious when they lose their phones and their phones are not available even for a week. So the fear of losing a phone exists more and more and more, so people are actually attached to it. Now, one alarming thing is that this ultimately, as you'll soon learn, is leading to wearable tech, so you can't lose it, and ultimately it will lead to contact lenses, where people are putting technology in their eye and seeing through technology, a filter of technology. People often take their phones everywhere, even to the bathroom. 91% of Generation Y, the youngers, bring their phone to the bathroom and use it. 76% women, 74% men were attached to their phones. People will constantly check their phones without reason. I'm sure you've seen this. People have a tendency to check their phones, especially when they're addicted, even though they checked it a few seconds ago. And with no real reason, we're picking it up. This is clear evidence of a real addiction. You can't stop it. The arm reaches it up, even though there's absolutely no point. Most phone addicts will experience phantom vibrations or phantom ringing, right? This is a belief that the phone is ringing when actually it hasn't. So people are starting to hear the ringing in their mind, which seems like it's in their ear, or feel the vibration of the phone in their pocket, even though nothing has happened. 80% of 18 to 24 year olds sleep with their phones right next to them. Many people actually have forgotten what the real world is like. Most phone addicts completely cut themselves off from the real world around them and limit their interactions with people and real life experiences on purpose. They are seeing the world through their phones and consciously interacting less. And with the new inventions of virtual reality that are coming stronger and thicker, people will spend more and more and more time with their devices, getting more lost into the world. Another study indicated that parents who spend more time with their phones had a greater tendency to shout at their children. So parents who are addicted to their phones are more likely to spend more phone time than time with their kids. They prefer to be on their phone than actually dealing with their children. And this frustration then leads to anger being taken out on the kids, especially if the kids are taking them away from their addiction, because they'd rather be with their phone than with their children. And this is getting more and more and more. Children are wondering, what has happened to my mum, my dad? They're always on their phone, and that leads the children to become addicts themselves, because they watch the parents and they want to copy them, because what the message sends out is that I am less important to my parents than that device is. So we're creating a world of very disturbed children who genuinely now believe that they are not very important to the loved ones, people who are supposed to look after them, and the most important thing in life must be the device. An average person checks their phone 110 times a day, according to this study. It says up to as high as 220, according to another study, while those who are addicted check their phones as much as 900 times a day. 900 times a day. We are slowly and gradually witnessing a trend towards this addiction that's only going to increase as time goes on. 900 times a day. What is that doing to somebody? That reality, 900 times a day, is more important than the world around them. That's 6,500 times a week, 6,500 times a week. If anyone does anything 6,500 times that they're choosing to do, that is a serious addiction. Many people are spending a third of their time, their waking time, on their phones. This is enormous. If you think about this over a 10-year period, right? That's about 3.5 years spent looking at those things and not being in the world. And that's on the conservative side, right? 1 in 3 mobile phone owners would rather give up sex than give up their phones. 95% have stated that they would text, browse the web, or watch TV an hour before finally going to sleep. 95%, right? Now, what does this do? It means that we can't sleep properly. The blue light of the screen is messing with our ability to get melatonin, which helps us feel sleepy and go to sleep. So not only is the light of the phone messing with us, but of course the content on there is affecting our dreams, and it's keeping people up later. So people are sleep deprived, which leads to a whole long list of health problems, as well as having nightmarish type dreams and being plugged in and stuck in this whole system, right? So there's many knock-on effects of just sleep deprivation. 1 in 4 people will not put their phones on silent before going to bed. So yeah, 25% of people keep their phone on. So if someone texts them in the middle of the night, they wake up, breaking their sleep further, and check their messages. 1 in 2 people say that they wake up in the middle of the night without any reason and they will check their phones. So half the people are so connected to their online reality that they wake up in the middle of the night and will check their phones because that is so important to them. Yeah, this is like a whole world is being developed that isn't in the real world that is now taking over. 63% of people who use gadgets before their bedtime have stated that they did not get proper sleep during the week. Yeah, so what are we doing here? Cell phone addiction ruins relationships. Well, this is a very important thing. It ruins relationships. Researchers have found that constant use of phones causes problems in relationships. No surprise there. Because what is now considered normal behavior 10 years ago was considered very rude. If you were to be checking your phone all the time in a public situation, it was considered absolutely inappropriate. Now it's become normal because people can't handle it. Such is an addiction that even though it's not appropriate and is disrespectful, people have been unable to stop themselves, and now it's become the new norm. Many car accidents are actually due to cell phones. So unfortunately, cell phone use is basically the same as drunk driving. It has the same sort of effect. In fact, even more accidents are due to cell phones than drinking these days. So it's actually like we've doubled the amount of drunk drivers or more on the roads now. Cell phone addiction is considered a disability. So most people rely on their cell phones to the extent that it helps them feel normal and keeps them away from panic, right? That's a big deal. That's considered to be a disability, and people who suffer from such an extreme form of addiction should seek help immediately. They would normally not be able to live without their cell phones and would suffer from extreme panic if they ever lost their phones. Yeah, so if someone has their phone taken away and they have a panic attack and totally lose it, this is the same as a very severe medical addiction, like a heroin addiction. It might even be worse in many cases. 72% of people state that there is very little chance they will ever move 5 feet away from their phone. 72% of people state that there is a very little chance they will ever move 5 feet away from their phone. People love staying close to their devices. If they move more than 5 feet away, they start feeling anxious. Yeah, does this start to concern you? Smartphone addiction can result in mental issues such as OCD and depression. An addiction expert has stated that the more connected an individual is with the help of technology, the more likely they'll experience a hassle connecting in real life. So the more we use them, the more we become detached from the world around us. And experts have stated that smartphone withdrawal can result in symptoms such as depression, insomnia, and anxiety. It creates more cortisol when the body in the brain, and the stress hormone is a cardiotoxic that can be very bad for individuals' mental health as well as their personal relationships. So in other words, it's creating depression, anxiety, and chemicals in our brain that interferes with us being able to enjoy our lives. 7% of individuals state that excessive cell phone use caused them to lose a relationship or a job. Yeah. And I'm sure the number could easily get a lot higher. It's just that people don't notice it. So if you use it too much, your relationship is in danger, unless the other person is also on their phone. And also job is in danger, because if you can't do your work because you're on the phone all the time, then you sooner or later you're going to get fired. For every 100 hours you spend talking on a phone, you increase the risk of brain cancer by as much as 5%. Stay away from that thing. Phone addiction can lead to a hindrance in social life. No surprises there, because people have all their attentions on their phone. They're not connecting with other people. Treatment is now being offered for cell phone addiction. There are now rehab facilities that are catering to people who've diagnosed themselves with cell phone addiction. And you can guarantee there's going to be more and more of these as time goes on. And you're lucky that you're here now, because this is sort of like an online rehab addiction program. Phone addiction makes people live their life through their phones. And with augmented reality, this is only going to get more and more extreme, and virtual reality. So these companies are wanting us, despite all the harms, the mental illness problems, depression, creating problems in social life, isolation, all these issues, health dramas, the companies are pretending it's all good, nothing to worry about, and want us to use them even more. And the last thing, most people are not even aware that they are smartphone addicts. This is, I think, perhaps the most dangerous thing. Most people are not even aware they're smartphone addicts. Some people are not aware that they're addicted because they don't pay attention to the warning signs, or because they're not aware of such signs at all. So that's part of the problem here, is that it's not considered to be an addiction. Right, now you're lucky that you are aware of these things, and by learning more and more about how this all works, you are opening your eyes. And these 25 tips came from addictiontips.net, where you can go ahead and check out other tips from them. So we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg here, where majority of people don't realize they're smartphone addicts, where people are waking up in the middle of the night, checking their phone before they go to sleep, checking social media all the time, not getting enough sleep, feeling depressed, feeling lonely. Toddlers and young children are totally losing it. The effect of all this technology is that young people are not able to handle face-to-face conversations and are not ready to actually engage with others. They've lost the essential learning that they should have got when they were children about how to actually connect with each other. And instead, they just texted the whole time, and now they are unable to have a proper conversation. Relationships are being destroyed. People are not able to get work done. They're getting fired. It's causing death on the road. Yeah, people are getting killed by driving around like a bunch of drunk drivers have been added to the road, making it unsafe to drive compared to what it used to be. More unsafe. And it's affecting our mental and emotional well-being on every level, right? This is not a healthy thing. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. And most people are afraid, 78% are afraid of being more than 5 feet away from their phone at any time. We have reason to be very concerned. So these are just a few things. Now we're going to go into more detail about how this works and some of the darker secrets behind this rise in addiction and how it's become so potent and lethal.